My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Speaking to the media today, offensive coordinator for your New England Patriots saying that he's on board with Drake May. Does that pass the sniff test there?
No, it does. It absolutely. No, he's on board with it because he's following his boss's orders.
Well.
But I don't think he voted for Drake May to start this week.
Yeah, he's on board, but they had to, had to tie him up and put him on the
ship. He is, what do they call in the Supreme Court, like the dissenting opinion? He writes the dissenting opinion. He wrote the whole reason why they won the votes, and we have to do this, but I don't believe this is the right thing. There's no doubt. And he didn't do a great job of selling it.
Yeah, I agree.
At all.
You know, he didn't fake it well, I don't think, today. And he spent a whole lot of time talking about how great Brissett was, which I also thought was telling. Like, okay, we get it. Like, you know that this is your guy and that you wanted to sort of make a commitment to him, and you did through four or five weeks.
That's a commitment.
It didn't work. I mean, that's enough of a commitment that I don't think he needs to feel bad, or that anybody who was, you know, pro Brissett going out there should feel bad. Brissett feels bad, fine. And he said today is the hardest thing ever, getting benched like that. And that's, you know, for him, it probably is. That may be the last time he's ever a starter in the NFL. I understand that. He's been in the league a long time. But in terms of the decision-making, that sounded like a group and the dissenter in the group trying to go along to get along and everybody getting their story straight is what that sounded like to me.
You gave Jacoby Brissett, a journeyman middle-of-the-career backup, longer than the number one overall pick a year ago was given.
Right.
Way longer. Way longer than what Carolina gave a franchise-altering draft pick, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, that tells you the commitment they made. And then you look at all the numbers, the offense, the win, like, everything that went into it. Other than praising him for, which I give Gerard Mayo credit, I think Gerard has been really honest. He praised him for his toughness and getting up, basically. He didn't try to blow smoke up your butt and tell you, oh, he did this, he did. Nope. He's a tough guy. I respect him for his ability to get up. The average guy wouldn't have gotten up. And that's really what he did well through the first five games of this season. But even Jacoby Brissett, you didn't see this coming at all. I mean, he told us on Monday he didn't see it coming.
Right.
Like, he had no doubt in his mind that he was still starting.
But he also said, I know that they drafted him third overall, and I hear what people are saying, and he sort of knew what. It's not like he's not ignorant, you know? Like, he knows
what's going on. So then why is it so hard?
Because it's a moment in his career. This is probably him looking at his career and thinking, all right, this is probably the last time I'm going to get this opportunity. It didn't go well for me, and that's hard.
Didn't.
I understand that. I mean, that makes sense.
I get that it's hard, but the hardest thing is when something is unexpected, really, to me, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he have seen this coming?
Definitely.
Especially if we are to believe everything we're hearing. Now Marcus Jones is detailing pass plays that he thought he had covered and Drake May fitted in there. Well, Jacoby Brissett's on the practice field, right? So he sees himself on the game field and how badly it's gone, and he sees Drake May on the practice field and how it's trending in a positive direction, and he's still stunned this week? I mean, seems like he's a little, opposite of naive.
Naive
that he was going to hold on to the job.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, and I don't think he was promised anything more than this. I don't think that they told him, yeah, you're going to be the QB all year, no matter what happens, no matter how bad things get, we're going to stick with you come hell or high water. They didn't tell him that, and if they did and then they went back on it, then fine. Yeah, that's tough, and I could see him being upset by that, but I cannot imagine that that was something that they ever promised or even implied that they would promise to him.
But I just, from the Van Pelt perspective, I support the decision. Well, you better support it now with your efforts, your work, like, because this is on him to change this offense. It's not just Drake May come in, we're gonna do the exact same game plans. There's opportunities here for Alex Van Pelt, who, by the way, much like Jacoby Brissett, your career is kind of dangling in the breeze here a little bit. You have not done, despite what your boy Dan Orlovsky tried to tell us, you have not done a good job through the first five games of the season, and now you have more talent to work with.
Who did a better job, Van Pelt or Corposalo? who was more excellent, would you say, in their openers?
I mean, I read Fluto, and he kind of brainwashed me, so I guess I got to go with Corposalo.
Okay.
Because I don't think anybody even Orlovsky didn't really do a great job trying to sell that the scheme and the play calling was good at
Well, it stood out because he's the only one who's ever said that. He's the only one I've ever heard say anything close to that.
But he also moved on quickly. He goes, and there's been times when I kind of liked, like, he was lukewarm in his support of Van Pelt, kind of like Van Pelt was lukewarm in his support of Drake May's time as now. But it doesn't matter what he thinks. Now he needs to put his opinion away and take the athletic, strong-armed young quarterback and change this offense for the better. Because I do think there's opportunities here to change this offense for the better athletically with his feet, the zone reads, and some of the things that I think, especially, by the way, I don't know if you read the injury report, it looks like Ramondre Stevenson not spotted on the field by reporters.
Yeah, Duggar was there today. Duggar was out yesterday. No Stevenson again today.
Which, that's not ideal.
One more day, and he's not playing. I mean, that's, we know that, right?
And if I'm Drake May and you're telling me I have Antonio Gibson, Jermichael Hasty, and maybe Kevin Harris called up from the practice squad. That's not everybody's bitching about the offensive line and the weapons.
Right.
Now the people behind me who are supposed to be the heartbeat of the offense and the foundation of the offense aren't going to be very good. So
maybe May's just going to run around a lot, you know?
He's going to run around. Yeah. I don't know if they'll be all designed. I think he's going to be running around a lot.
Well, that
sometimes
brings
for
up,
his life.
That brings up Alex Van Pelt's role in this now, and we've discussed this. Is he going to readjust this offense? Is this going to be a new offense for Drake May? Is it going to try and highlight what May does well as opposed to what things Jacoby Brissett allegedly does well? You know, like, is this going to just be Van Pelt trying to bring a kid along, or is there going to be a real adjustment here and a real focus on trying to maximize what he's good at?
Well, some of it is, I think, built into the system already. Like, I think those boot plays are good for Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're better for Drake May than they were for Jacoby Brissett. So I think you'll see some of those wide zone boots. I do think you'll see some zone reads. And if it's Antonio Gibson, it's Antonio Gibson. Whoever the running back is at the mesh point, whatever. But as a defender, you have to respect that Drake May can run. He did run, especially down in the red zone. What do you have, 22 career touchdowns,
yeah,
I think, at North Carolina. So he becomes a factor that you need to deal with as a runner, especially in the red zone. And I think you have to take advantage of that. Even if it's a decoy, even if it's, you know, six times out of seven or a give, if he can, you know, pop one on the seventh time,
yep,
there's value in that. And then I also think he throws a much better deep ball. So when they choose to take some shot plays, I think he will take shots. I think he will get the ball down the field, both in his mentality. I think he's probably going to be more aggressive because I think Jacoby Brissett's whole plan was to not turn the ball over,
right,
not make mistakes. I don't
not it, try and fit in
nope,
small windows,
nope,
not make
nothing.
Risky throw, never ever do that.
And
right,
if you heard it yesterday, Drake May said, "My job is to go out there and make plays." Like, and it sounds simple, but I don't think Brissett thought that was his job. I don't think he thought his job was to go out there and make plays. I think Drake May says, "I'm going out there to make plays, so I'm going to try to fit it in. I'm going to give Javon Baker or Jalen Polk a chance to make a play.
I'll throw a 50-50 ball.
Right, and trust my guy to go get it and trust my arm to put it in a place where maybe it's not 50-50. Maybe it's a 60-40 ball. Like, I give my guy a chance.
Yeah, Devontae Parker's not here to make it 80-20.
Thank God Devontae Parker is not here to make it 80-20 for the
defense.
Remember
that? Remember what he said?
Yes, it was one of the dumber things that's ever been said.
Brother.
That was much like when Mohamed Sanu said he was both the juice and the squeeze because
right,
he was going to be this great thing, and he was not.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.